Oh, hey. You found me. 20,000 mirrors and you picked the right one. Congratulations. Well, you don't really win anything, but... No, wait, don't run away. Please, I haven't seen another human being in so long. No, please, I promise I'm real. It wasn't just that second slice of pizza that you had. Besides, I doubt your imagination has ever thought of someone as cute as me before. Mm-hmm. Do you like my short little skirt and knee-high stockings? Aren't they just darling?
No, I'm not trying to trick you. I'm just trying to get you to stay.
Pretty please? I mean, you've gotta be tired of looking at your own reflection. Why not try looking at a pretty girl for a bit? One who is totally not trying to do anything naughty. Thank you, sir. Or at least I would if I weren't trapped in this mirror. High five instead?
Oh.
Well, I guess that kind of worked. Well, do you trust me now? Because I kind of need your help. Yeah, if you don't mind. I don't know if you've noticed this yet, but I'm in a mirror! And I need your help so I can get out of it. Fine, I'll tell you the whole story first. See, about, oh jeez, has it been a year? Has it been by now? Wow, that's sad. So yeah, about a year ago, I went to this same carnival with my boyfriend, now very ex-boyfriend, and we decided that it would be fun to go inside the Hall of Mirrors, too. But we had no idea how big it was and wound up getting lost. Oh, for real? You did too? Huh. I'm not surprised. I figured that you'd probably come here with friends. Don't worry, we'll find them once I get out. Oh, I guess I should probably explain more first. Well, you see, we kept getting more and more lost. Then we started arguing about stupid stuff. My boyfriend kept saying that he thought my skirt was too short. It was so annoying. He kept griping about how people kept staring at me. Like, I care. I wear what makes me feel good. I kept trying to tell him that, but he wouldn't shut up. And finally, it got to be too much. I broke up with him right in this exact spot that you're standing in. And let's just say that he didn't take it well. Somehow, he neglected to mention during our entire stupid relationship that he was some sort of shitty warlock. Which, I know, sounds totally unbelievable, but, hello, I'm trapped in a mirror. Do you really need any more proof? Yeah, he's the worst. He even made it so that I can't climb out by myself. No, you don't have to find a key or anything. It's actually way worse than that. Because he was such a misogynistic prick, he made it so that only someone's rock-hard cock could break the spell. Such a dick. He definitely knew what he was doing. He wanted me to rely on some random-ass penis-haver for help. I bet he wanted to teach me that I needed someone like him to put me in my place. I'm sorry, it's not your fault. I promise I don't think you're anything like him. You probably think my outfit is cute, right? And that it's okay for me to wear whatever I want. Thanks. It's nice to know that someone's on my side, for once. So, would you mind helping a girl out? I hate to ask, but I really, really, really want to get out of this mirror. I am so tired of eating mirror carnival food. I want real food. I am so sick of popcorn. I want regular corn, non-popped. Oh, yes, I knew you'd understand. Okay, Do you need some help getting hard?
No, it's fine. I don't mind. You're doing me a favor here. Besides, I think you're pretty cute too. And I don't mind dancing a little for you. And this skirt is short enough that it makes bending over so much fun. If you don't mind checking out my ass, that is. And how it is oh so fun to shake. Mm-hmm. You like that, don't you? And what if I played with my boobs a little? You know, just to tease you. Or I could talk about how much I would like that thick, delicious cock inside of me. Fucking me until I can't take it anymore. Just, wouldn't that be fun? Well then, stick your cock inside the mirror. Let's have some fun. Oh no, it won't quite turn into a key yet. The magic is too deep. I think that we'll need your cum for that. But don't worry. I've got a few methods for getting it. After all, there's a reason that bastard stayed with me for so long. And one of them was my fingers, which I assure you are well trained in the art of pleasure. And they are so eager to make that cock happy. Mind if I touch it, dear? Mm-hmm. And just run it gently in my palm as I feel it start to grow. Take all the time you need, honey. I've been trapped here for over a year. I'm happy to play for as long as you'd like. And I do enjoy running my hand over and over your cock. Has it been a while for you too? No, relax, I don't judge. At least you'll have a better story to tell those friends of yours now. Of course, they might not believe you, but that's part of the fun. And I hope that the throbbing pleasure in your cock is pretty unbelievable too. I bet I can do more though. May I kiss it? I thought you would like that. No, I'm not stopping with just one. I want to kiss every After all, I need to make sure it's tasty before I stick it in my mouth, don't I? Would you like that? Well then, just let me open my mouth nice and wide. Push yourself right against the mirror. I want to take all of it. Trust me, my mouth can handle it. And he tastes way better than he ever did. I want to taste it in the back of my throat. Oh, nice and deep. Until I almost gag. I'm way too good at this. Oh, you're enjoying it too much. Oh, and I really want to get the fuck out of this mirror. Oh, you want that too, don't you, darling? I bet you wanna come, don't you? Do you wanna come all over my chest? Or do you want something else? No, I don't mind at all.
It's been way too long since I've had the touch of a man. Or another person, for that matter. I want to enjoy every second of it. So, let's have some more fun.
How do you feel about anal?
Because I kind of feel like this mirror was made for it. You're fine with it? Okay. Turn around then. I'm just kidding. Oh, God. It's good to see I still got a sense of humor. But look, I don't even need to get undressed. I can just slip off these lacy panties and bend back over. I bet you did like this ass, didn't you? Well, then you might as well enjoy it. Go ahead. Stick that hard cock inside me and fill me up. Fuck. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, it feels even better inside me. But I need you to give me more. I need you to fuck me hard. I want to make my ass bounce for you. Oh, God. Oh, you deserve to enjoy this outfit. Just like my ex never did. Fun fact, he can never make me come, either. But, oh, fuck. Oh, you're already getting close. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, harder. Harder, force me to keep up. I want you so badly. I don't even care about the mirror anymore. I need you. Oh, God, I need you. Please, more. More, I need more. I know you want it. I know you want it. I want it, too. Oh, but I need more. Oh, God. The glass has to be weak now. We're so close. Try spanking me. Please. I want to feel your tongue. Oh, fuck yeah. No, keep going. Yeah. It hurts, but it feels so good. Just to know that you're real. On the other side of the mirror. And that you're about to fill my ass with all your amazing clothes. Oh, my arms are so sore. My pants are twisted. No, but fuck it, I don't care. Oh, God, I need you to fill me up. Give me everything. Oh, because I'm so close, too. Oh, and I really want to come with you. Please, please let me come with you. Please, please, please. Oh, fuck. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, God, I'm going to come. Oh, God. What just happened? Is the glass broken? Oh my god. That's amazing. I'm finally out. Oh my god, I'm out of there! Finally! Oh, thank you! Oh, thank you so much! Oh god, thank you! Thank you! Thank you so much! I can finally see people! Oh god. Man, you are definitely a step above my ex. And I realize that this whole experience was beyond weird. How about you, how do you feel about introducing me to your friends? And just telling them that we made it out of this maze. Well, I mean, it's technically not a lie. Awesome! Then lead the way. And, you know, once we're done, I think I have a few more holes that you can fill.